D-Radio Wissen. Grünstreifen.
Sofern ein Instrument da ist, muss es Jack Garrett ausprobieren. Jack Garrett, 23 Jahre alt, englischer Musiker. Und ihr kennt ihn von uns von D-Radio Wissen. The Love You're Given. Das ist sein Song, den ihr auch bei uns hören könnt. Jack Garrett tourt gerade durch Europa. Er hat auch einen Stopp in Köln gemacht und ich habe ihn dort vorm Konzert zum Interview getroffen. Und zwar in einem Backstage-Raum, in dem auch ein kleines altes Klavier gestanden hat. Und das allererste, was Jack Garrett gemacht hat, nachdem er seinen Rucksack auf den Stuhl gestellt hat, er hat sich direkt ans Klavier gesetzt und erstmal eine Runde gespielt. So 5 Minuten abreagiert irgendwie von der langen Fahrt im kleinen Reisebus. Und warum Instrumente einfach überhaupt nicht vor ihm sicher sind, das hat natürlich auch einen guten Grund.
Yeah, I grew up in an extremely musical household and I was very lucky to have a mum and dad who both had extensive record collections and would play different genres and styles of music every day in the house where I was growing up. So me and my siblings had a very an incredibly fortunate thing to grow up in.
Jack kommt also aus einem sehr musikalischen Haushalt. Seine Eltern machen sehr viel Musik. Your mother is a music teacher or your father or both?
My mum is a primary school music teacher and my dad taught himself to play guitar when he was a teenager. And so the music's always been there, yeah, in both my mum and dad.
Also Mutter ist Musiklehrerin, sein Vater ist zwar kein Musiklehrer, aber einfach ein wahnsinnig musikalischer Mensch und eigentlich ist im Haushalt Garrett mehr oder weniger an jeder Ecke ein Musikinstrument. So is it true that like in almost every room in your house there was a guitar?
Yeah, that was at one point that was the case. Yeah, there was quite a few years. But mostly that was because of my dad's guitars and my guitars and guitars that my mum brought home from school and guitars that my brother played and things like that. We would have a guitar in pretty much every room of the house. I remember counting them up once when I was really young, when I was about 14, 15, I remember counting up the amount of guitars that we had in the house and it was something ridiculous, like 13 or 14 of them. There was never an excuse to not play it.
What can you do? Yeah, there's a guitar
in
every room.
Yeah, yeah, right. Can't avoid it.
Es war tatsächlich so, dass bei Jack zu Hause in jedem Raum eine Gitarre gewesen ist und er hat sich mit 14 oder 15 mal den Spaß erlaubt, das mal tatsächlich zu überprüfen. Also er hat die Gitarren nachgezählt und ist ungefähr auf, which amount of guitars did you say?
About 14, 15.
Also 14, 15 Gitarren nur zu Hause und es ließ sich also gar nicht vermeiden, dass er irgendwann auch mal anfangen würde, Musik zu machen. You were born in Little Chalfont.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, is this a place where young people get desperate because it's, I don't know, kind of boring, or is it a very, is music like the rescue to spend your childhood in a place like this or not? Also ich habe ihn gerade gefragt, er kommt aus einer Stadt, aus Little Chalfont, und ich wollte wissen von ihm, ist das eine Stadt, in der man vielleicht auch ein bisschen verzweifeln kann, weil so wenig los ist und vielleicht ist deshalb Musik die Rettung? So music is a rescue or is it a good place to be? I don't know. I've never been there.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's a fantastic question, actually. Little Chalfont isn't quite like that. It's a very small community, but it's a small community next to lots of other small communities. So there's lots of villages surrounding it, none of which are very far away from each other. So it's all quite close together. But I was only ever an hour away from London when I was growing up. So I still lived in the country and still had fields and trees and things. But because of that, no, it was never a place where I had to escape it or leave it to really, you know, try and succeed. I loved growing up in that village. It was a fantastic place to be young. I don't think I could have grown up in a city. It's too busy. Now I enjoy cities because they're so busy, but I think when I was younger I liked the space and I liked to, because it helps with the creativity, you know, it helps to be creative when you have lots of air around you and lots of room to breathe.
Jack ist eigentlich ein, naja, bei uns würde man sagen Landei, aber er ist nicht in einem Ort aufgewachsen, der ihn hat verzweifeln lassen. Er hat das relativ nah zu London gehabt, also er konnte da immer schnell hinfahren und er fand es auch gut, in so einer kleinen Stadt aufzuwachsen, weil das hat ihm eigentlich geholfen, kreativ zu sein. So Jack, you're still a one-man band, is that right? Or did you, or do you have any other musicians right now on stage? No, you're not.
No, it's all me still. It hasn't been necessary yet to have other musicians on stage, because to me it's all about what's necessary. I'm still doing everything as a one-man band because I haven't needed to bring anyone else in. I tried working with a friend of mine who's a drummer for a couple of weeks, and that went really well, but ultimately wasn't any better or any worse than me doing it on my own. So it kind of just made sense to keep doing it on my own. And yeah, until it's necessary, then I'll do it. But I don't see, there's no point in having other musicians on stage yet, so I won't do it.
Jackaret ist eine Ein-Mann-Band, wenn ihr so wollt. Oh, you like that?
That's good. Put that on the phone.
Also es ist eine Ein-Mann-Band. Er hat auch mal überlegt, ob er vielleicht mal einen Musiker dazu nimmt. Er hatte auch mal einen Schlagzeuger, hat aber unterm Strich festgestellt, naja, der macht es jetzt auch nicht wesentlich besser oder wesentlich schlechter als ich. Dann kann ich es eigentlich auch so lassen. Und es funktioniert auf der Bühne, wenn er da alleine ist.
Er hat selbstverständlich ein gewisses Talent für die ganze Sache, aber noch wichtiger, er hat einfach richtig Bock darauf zu lernen, wie man das alles spielt.
Being able to play lots of different instruments was, it's not that it was easy, but it came naturally to me. And that's what I've come to understand now, is that it was something that my body can do quite naturally, is just adapt to these different instruments. And, you know, I have to learn and I have to teach myself and I have to train myself and be dedicated to that and work very hard. But I've always quite naturally just been able to pick up an instrument and try it. The way that I see musical instruments is that they're all there to be played. You know, there's not an, no instrument has been designed so that, you know, no one can play it. That's, what's the point in having that instrument? Everyone can at least have a go. Some people are good at it and some people aren't, but as long as everyone has the opportunity to have a go at it, then that's the most important thing.
Jack ist darüber hinaus auch noch ein Multi-Instrumentalist, so nennt man das. Er kann tatsächlich sehr, sehr viele unterschiedliche Instrumente spielen und hat einfach die Einstellung zu der ganzen Sache. Also es gibt so viele Instrumente und es gibt eben gar keinen Grund, sie nicht zu spielen. Also spiele ich sie einfach, sei es jetzt Klavier, sei es Schlagzeug, Gitarre. I read something about Ukulele.
Yeah, yep, I used to play the ukulele. That was an instrument that my mum used to play and I gave her some lessons in how to play it as well. She would teach it to her kids. So my dad used to play the mandolin. So when he was playing the mandolin, I was learning to play the mandolin as well. My mum used to play the harp when she was younger, so there's a harp in our house, so I tried that as well. We had saxophone, so I tried that, wasn't very good at it. We had violin, so I tried that, wasn't very good at it. What else was there?
And you can play an orchestra by yourself, right?
I don't have the limbs necessary for that, but I can give it a go.
Okay, also im Haus seiner Eltern eben auch noch Mandoline, Harfe, Violine, all das hat er ausprobiert, aber das hat ihn nicht so richtig gekickt, aber es reicht ja auch, wenn man 4 bis 5 bis 6 Instrumente spielen kann. Okay, talking about your EPs, why is there no album yet? Why only EPs?
Because I've only been... Because there's not time to do one yet. It's not the right time. It will be soon, I hope. But if you think about it, like, it's, I've only been doing this for a year. So it makes sense to only give what's coming. There will be an album when there's an album ready, kind of thing. Like, and also I wouldn't want to waste that opportunity to just get more music out there. Like, people are still interested and they still love the songs that are coming out. It's the quality of it. It's, yeah, not the quantity, I guess, is, yeah, what we would say. But I'm not going to say when or where it's going to come, because I don't know when or where it's going to come. So, but hopefully soon, yeah.
Er macht das ja auch erst seit einem Jahr ungefähr, der Jack Garrett, und hat noch nicht wirklich Zeit gehabt, ein komplettes Album zu machen. Deswegen bisher nur in Anführungsstrichen 2 EPs. Für ihn zählt Qualität und nicht, wie viel er da raushaut. Einen musikalischen Eindruck bekommt ihr von Jack Garrett auf seiner aktuellen EP, die heißt Synesthesiac. Und ein paar Songs daraus hat er auch auf seinen Soundcloud-Account gestellt. Da könnt ihr schon mal ein bisschen reinhören.
D-Radio Wissen. Grünstreifen.